Josh Hardy Superhero Celebration, October 25th this year.
Yes, October 25th at Strange Ways Brewery. It is a benefit for the Fairy Godmother Project, who helps pediatric cancer families in the Fredericksburg metro area that, you know, the day-to-day struggles of having to deal with pediatric cancer and the things that kind of fall through the cracks. So, like, groceries and house cleaning, repairs. There's a whole realm of things that Fairy Godmother does for these families, and we were definitely a beneficiary of it. So it is our pleasure and honor to celebrate Josh and give back to Fairy Godmother. So
it's such a great Fairy Godmother Project is just such a great organization, and just those things that they do when the families, I mean, they're doing things that the families, they need. Those kinds of things. And those are things that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, you take for granted the details of day-to-day living and just how exhausted you are and just emotionally drained and what treatment does, and watching your child have to endure this physical trauma of treatment. They just come in and they're just an extra set of hands that gives the mom and dad and everyone involved the freedom to just be with the child and focus on them, and they just manage the details, and it's such a gift. And I know my fellow families that I know, we just are all so grateful for Fairy Godmother. So there's other families that do things, you know, in memory of their children to help support it. So it's a good thing. So.
Well, and it's and they're so good at remembering the kids.
They do a great job. They do a fantastic job. They well, one of the things that I really appreciate that they do on milestone days like birthdays and the anniversary of the passing, they deliver luminaries to your front yard, and it's so beautiful to just in the early morning just see them glowing, and it just helps make that day out of the ordinary. Because, you know, you get into a rhythm, you know, we're now 9 years out, you could just get up, go to work, and, you know, think about it. But this is just something that just makes it significant that today is a milestone, and we're very sorry for you, and we're here. And it just speaks volumes to me, and I'm so grateful for the volunteers that come and do that.
Everybody I know talks about that, of how meaningful that is to have that and to do that, and what a gift that is. And what a gift that you have over these years continued to remember Fairy Godmother Project and just the help that they were to provide.
Yeah, no, I'm so grateful for the program. I never would have thought I would have needed something like that, but it really was. It was a gift, especially, you know, with us, with the bereavement, they really stepped in and helped us with various things. And, you know, you're just so emotional. And at the time, it was Andy McConnell. Well, it was Andy McConnell at the time. But she was just with me, you know, held my hand through the process and got things set up. And it just was such a relief knowing that I wasn't alone. And I'm just so grateful. So, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to have the superhero celebration at Strange Ways. It's going to be 6:30 to 9:30. Come dressed as a superhero. I think that's super important. You can have just a t-shirt like we are dressed today. Mm-hmm. Or you can go full-out superhero costume, which those people are my favorite.
They do.
Yeah. Some people will go way out. And I think it's fun for everyone. It's very kid-friendly, very adult-friendly. We do the cakewalk, which is a funny little story for Josh. But the cakewalk has become so huge. Like, we will get about 60 cake donations. It takes like an hour and a half. I've actually made it now because I get so nervous because I, you know, always like to speak and thank everyone, and I would wait to do it after the cakewalk, and it would go on
and on. It does. There's so many cakes.
Yeah, so now I'm going to speak before.
You recommend a $25 donation that's going to Fairy Godmother Project, and to wear a superhero. You can wear it. I mean, I wore a cape. I've worn a cape in the past. Now I've got a shirt.
And we've had people come in their, like, firefighter gear or nurse gear.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Those are all superheroes, too. So,
you mentioned a few minutes ago, and it's worth talking about for a little bit, because I until you did one, it had been years since I'd ever heard of a cakewalk. I mean, I remember going to them as a kid and just seeing them years ago, But...
Well, and I had never done a cakewalk, and then we have this little community down in the Northern Neck, and they were doing a fundraiser, and I wasn't paying any attention. The kids were running all over the beach, and I was just hanging out with friends, and then Josh keeps bringing cake after cake. I mean, he won like 7 cakes. Some goofball kept giving him dollars, and I know exactly who it was. But he just would win and win and win, and it was just such a funny story. And when we were putting the event together, I was trying to put personal touches. And so a cakewalk is, to me in my mind, it's kind of like musical chairs, because you have numbers down on the floor, mm-hmm. and you walk in a circle while the music's playing, and then when it stops, the kids stop on a number, and they draw a number, and if you are standing on the number they draw, you win a cake. And I did not know what to do with all those cakes.
No.
And I would give them away. He's, no, I want that one. And then I try to give another one. I, no, I want that one. So, yeah.
No, to have a cakewalk there, and you're, and everybody, I mean, it was such a popular event. And your kids were having a great time. Your boys were just having a great time doing
some
it.
Some big kids do it too. So we do cake donations. I will post that on social media just about a week before. But I do think we had about 60 cakes last year. I mean, it was really nice. And it's cakes or cookies or cupcakes or brownies. And some people make some really beautiful cakes. And, you know, a lot of it's store-bought. And it's all exciting to the kids.
Yeah, just to get something, just to get people to go home with something something like that.
But that is probably the biggest volunteer thing I need. Like, so I want to thank the James Monroe Key Club, because they are all going to volunteer to my different stations. I have crafts that they'll run, and I've got, you know, pizza and drinks and cleanup. So I put these high school kids all over the place, but I think the cakewalk sometimes is overwhelming for those poor guys, because it's like, I'm like, you have to keep them in line, you have to keep them in a circle, you have to keep them moving, and, you know, make them pick a cake quick.
It does, because if you have 60 cakes.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a long time. I think the DJ's like, oh my gosh, is there any more cakes?
I sensed that.
Yeah.
It's always great, and I've actually I found some stories that I didn't remember, because a lot of times there are certain stories that you tell that are just my all-time favorites. But I have heard some, I didn't realize that Josh had a thing for a claw machine.
Oh, yeah. If we saw a claw machine at any restaurant or on the street or whatever, we had to play. And he was really, really good at it. Like, I mean, I say it all the time. He was like 29 for 50. But, I mean, he won all the time.
Yeah.
And then with his health situations, he really couldn't have stuffed animals. So he'd walk down the street and find some little kid to like, hey, would you like my stuffed animal? I want it and I can't keep it. And the kid was like, yay! You know, and it was a good memory. But yeah, he loved competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he loved the competition of the claw machine and winning. And he, you know, he always played sports with his brothers. Like, everything was a game. So that his claw career was quite phenomenal.
I learned that. The one story that I had never heard, that I think this is there's two stories. I mean, this is the story I do know, but this story just, I think, is tells Josh the meanest mom story.
Yeah, well, and I don't know. You know, your kids are like, can we do this? Can we do this? I'm like, no. And why? Instead of breaking it down exactly why, I would just say, because I'm the meanest mom in the world. You're not doing it. End of discussion. And one day I said that to Josh, and he's like, Mom, you're not the meanest mom in the world. I was like, oh, thank you. And
thank
he said, you. But you are in the top 100.
There you go.
And I was like, yeah. He was like, his, I always say, around comedic timing was just so funny. Like, he could just pause and wait, and gosh, he just so witty. God, I miss him.